You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio in the Shuswap. Help us keep the music playing. Your memberships, sponsorships, and generous donations is what keeps The Voice on the air. To find out more on how to support The Voice, go to voiceoftheshuswap.ca, become a member, and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week's Live in the Shuswap features interviews and music from some of the artists I spoke with during the 26th annual Roots and Blues Festival, Salmon Arm's biggest cultural event of the year. This event's possible due to the work of hundreds of volunteers who do everything from setting up the fairgrounds to ferrying around artists to picking up the garbage. I'm hanging out with Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage. Before the break, you heard the opening track, Selkie Song, from their latest album, Awake. I have one more cut from that album, a number entitled Renardine. But first, Hannah and Ben tell me about their creative process. What's your creative process like if you're going to write a song or record?
It's haphazard.
Yeah. I mean, 3 years down the line, it's still pretty scary. Sharing a new idea with another person and then giving them license to make it brilliant or ruin it in that moment is...
I, of course, always make it brilliant. Let it be known.
Yeah. Well, they say always roll the tape. You may not use it, but
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think it's being brave to do that, and we're lucky there. But we're still. I think it's still. We're not even halfway down that road, really.
It's good too because I think we both have a kind of backlog of really old songs, traditional songs to kind of lean on. So when, we've got these kind of comfort zones in our own process, we'd be like, let's do a version of Renardine. Like we recorded a version of Renardine that both Ben and I have known since we were tiny kids. And so there's these kind of points in our own creative process where it's lovely, where we can try and bring something new to old songs that we know hundreds of versions of, and hundreds of singers have sung them. So that when it comes to working on our own material, our original material, we've got a nice place to lean.
So
we've got this.
you've got a well to draw from,
yeah,
so you don't dry up.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
It. Yeah.
Teeth that brightly shine.
guys have done a couple of CDs together now?
We have indeed, yeah. And we still like each other, and that helps, you know.
No acrimony over the mix down.
No, all good. We love it.
Give us time, you know. The night is young.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we've come out to Canada to make both those records, because you have a very special producer, musician here on the other side of this wonderful country, David Travis Smith, who lives in Toronto. So we knew when we were making a record, we were very inspired by Farris and Jason's records,
right,
and Waylon Jennings, and we love the kind of sound that David made. So we wrote him an email when we were really drunk one evening.
And he responded.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't respond for quite a while, actually, because he's very immersive, but we didn't know that. We just thought he hated us. But yeah, it was kind of surreal, really, having never played in Canada at all at that point, to have David call up and say, come and record with me, was real surreal at the time, and we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, really. And we've been back to Canada to tour a couple of times since, and we came back to make our second record with David as well, so we really feel like it's a kind of second musical home for us. So
just out of curiosity, do you find there's any difference between the crowds here in Canada and the ones over in Britain?
Certainly, I think it's more to do with the whole music scene in Canada rather than just the crowds. We find it's a very broad church appreciation of folk music in Canada, which we love. In the Hannah and I maybe don't slot in one subgenre all the time, and that's historically sometimes been a bit troublesome for us, as within Canada we very much feel that's.
You guys, embraced.
Yeah, you're a very open-minded music scene, and we love that, and we love the players on it too, and the singers.
Oh yeah, you've got some fantastic musicians here, you know, and I feel like there's a love of synthesis in the music here. We like that a lot. That the drawing influences from
cross-pollination.
Absolutely.
And that's not to say that it's not like that back home, but it's certainly a type of cross-pollination that we really have always felt like we connect with, you know, which is a lovely thing for us.
That was Hannah Sanders and Ben Savage talking about their perceptions of the Canadian folk scene compared to the UK's. Up next, we'll have a listen to the Chris Ronald Trio, who put on a very lively set in the merch tent on Saturday afternoon. From the album Fragments, I have Everything Goes Green queued up. But first, let's meet these fine musicians. I've got with me the Chris Ronald Trio. If you gentlemen would like to introduce yourselves to your loving fans here.
Maybe I should go first. I'm Chris Ronald. And to my right,
John Ellis.
And Mike Sanishin.
Okay. So is this your first visit to the Shoe Swap, Chris?
Not to the Shoe Swap, no. To the festival, yes.
Okay.
But I have performed in Salmon before.
Okay.
A number of years ago at the Farmer's Market.
Okay.
And I have also written a couple of songs here.
Okay.
In fact, the title track to my previous album, Timeline, I wrote sitting next to Shoe Swap Lake.
Okay.
So I'm not a stranger, but wow, this is a great festival.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
And I think John's been here before.
I was here about 8 years ago with Dustin Bentall, and
okay.
It was a hot Saturday night. I remember it was getting to be a little too much fun. That fellow with the didgeridoo from Australia was on stage, and it
Xavier
was
Rudd.
Xavier.
That's right.
And man, it was so fun. But it's been 8 years since I've been back.
Yeah.
Summer's coming to a close. I'm throwing out the withered rose. It might be the last one of the year. Summer's end is drawing near, and you and I will carry on. Another solstice come and gone. Fortunes ebb and flow with the sea. But it's the same, you and me. autumn colors come on. Everything goes green again before too long. Autumn leaves drifting down, spinning rugs of red and brown. Summer games forgotten in the grass. Autumn soon will come to pass. And if our promise ever fades, it's just a layer of dust away. Journey through the album of our lives for our promise to revive. Winter branches come on. Winter deals an icy blow. Seasons hidden under snow. Favorites ever faithful to return. Winter's grip no longer firm. And if we wander from the path, it's not to squander what we have. I'll watch another summer winding down. No, we'll always come around. Springtime showers come on. For too long, everything goes green again before too long.
So I was reading your bio a bit. So you're born in the UK. What made you come to Canada?
She might still be in the room, actually. But okay. Yeah, my Canadian wife, who's originally from Edmonton, we met while we were living in England. And then eventually we got married, quit our jobs, and I emigrated to Canada. And that was 16 years ago.
So tell me a little bit about Fragments. I like the puzzle on the cover there.
Yes, my puzzled face. The theme, I guess, is around fragments is those little bits and pieces that you kind of pick up through life as a songwriter, and then you try and turn them into something. And for me, you know, that song's, and then on a grander scale, the album. And so, I don't know, I probably got the impression from our performance just now that, you know, they're very much story songs. You know, there's a wider story attached to the compositions. And given the opportunity, I like to, you know, give a little background to the tunes. But produced by John Ellis.
Okay. Yeah.
Second project that we've worked on together. Phenomenal multi-instrumentalist. You know, Yeah. Plus counted the number of instruments you can actually play.
But as many as I can pack into my car.
Yeah. He usually brings his banjo, mandolin, guitar, and dobro. But a fantastic guy to work with and play with. And then Mike is also involved on both of the last two projects, but more so on Fragments. We decided to kind of record it with a view to going out and touring it as a trio. So what you hear on the album is pretty close to what you'd hear, like just
what we
just
heard today.
Yeah, with a little bit of percussion added and backing vocals and some guest singers, but it's not too far removed, and we did that on purpose.
Yeah.